Take your Bible and go to the Apocalypse or the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 14 as we continue our study through this very rich book in the Bible. Revelation chapter 14, we're going to read verses 6 through 11 here in a moment. It was graduation day. Everybody's going to get their diploma. Except Josh. But at the assembly, the entire senior class stood up and shouted, "Let Josh graduate! Let Josh graduate!" So the principal agrees to give Josh one last chance. He said, "Josh, if I have five apples in my right hand and five in my left hand, how many apples do I have?" Josh thought long and hard and he said, 10. The entire class stood up and said, "Give Josh another chance. Give Josh another chance." Some of you will get this tomorrow. I'm grateful we have a God who gives us another chance, don't you? Whether it was an offer of salvation or in the grace that he has shown us when we fail him, God is a God of a second chance, of many chances, by the way. But folks, there's going to come a day when God's going to give people a last chance. It may be that this is welcome to Last Chance Baptist Church for some of you. You never know when you're going to get your last chance. We don't know what the tomorrow may hold. As we continue our study in Revelation, we come to a scene that depicts men given that last chance. Six angels are sent forth with urgent messages. Each message is a warning of what's about to happen. The tribulation period we've been looking at is about to come to an end. And God's going to extend one last invitation to men and women, boys and girls, to turn to him for salvation. Here we see an angel flying throughout the world proclaiming the gospel. Now you know the word gospel means good news. The good news of Jesus Christ. And that word gospel is found some 100 times in the New Testament. But this is the last occurrence of the word in the Bible. So the scene here describes the last chance the world is given. Six angels are seen and heard in the next six visions. Today we're going to look at the first three. And we'll note some more later on tonight, next Sunday. But if you want to follow along with me, in Revelation chapter 14, beginning with verse 6, John said, "I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him. For the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." And there followed another angel saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink the wine of the wrath of her fornication." Yep. And the third angel followed them saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture to the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever. They have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image and receives the mark of his name." Coming a last chance. A last chance. If you want to take notes, first of all, Think about the final revelation here of the gospel. Here's a final revelation given of the gospel message. In this angel, first we see the offer that is extended to the world. We read that the angel is sent on a heavenly mission, having the everlasting gospel to preach. Now, this is the only time that we know of, we read about, where an angel is allowed to preach. I'm sure that the angels have always wanted this chance to preach, don't you? I mean, they would love the opportunity to witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. But see, that privilege has been given to us. To those of us who have been redeemed, we had the privilege to preach the gospel and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. You reckon the angels ever get frustrated with us? Yep. When we pass up opportunity after opportunity to share the gospel? They must think, boy, if I had the chance to do that, I wouldn't pass up any opportunities. They may get frustrated with us. But here's one angel that's given the opportunity to preach the gospel. You read about one time an angel, instead of getting to witness to Cornelius, he had to go find Peter and bring Peter back to share the gospel. But now here's an angel. I don't know if this is Michael or Gabriel, who it might be, but here's an angel that gets to preach the gospel. By the way, the gospel is defined for us, if you want to make a note of this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, defines for us the gospel. Amen. Paul said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, Amen. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." That's the gospel. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what this world needs to hear. It's an everlasting gospel. I mean, its message is timeless. It's constantly relevant. It never changes. Folks, the gospel message has been the same ever since Adam and Eve. There's not been several ways of salvation. There's only been one. Now, this angel, he's not going to come with a new message, is he? It's going to be the same old, old story that we have loved and heard so often. Now, I know the angel's not going to preach another gospel because it says in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, when Paul's writing to the Galatians, warning them about perverting the gospel, he says, though we, or, now notice this, an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. So if any angel comes preaching a different gospel, he'll be accursed. So we know this angel in our text is preaching the same old story, the everlasting gospel that never changes. Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and rose again. It's a message like we see in Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Only the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Gospels never change. It will never change. Not only do we see a gospel message, but I want you to see there's a global mission here. It's to all the world. Unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, every kindred, every tongue, every people. The whole world's going to hear the angel preaching the gospel. Now tell me, there's something supernatural involved here. for everybody everywhere to be able to hear this angel preach the gospel. It's a global mission. That's always been God's plan. It's God's plan today that we take the gospel into all the world, that everybody may have an opportunity to hear the gospel and be saved. A global mission. Now, even though that's our mission, there are still many, many people who have not yet ever heard a clear, true presentation of the gospel. Amen. But there's coming a time. Let me remind you what Jesus said over in Matthew 24 on the Olivet Discourse. He says in Matthew 24, verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come." Amen. Now, when's that going to happen? I believe when the two witnesses, the 144,000, this angel, they're going to preach so that everybody on earth will hear the gospel and have a chance to be saved.